Hey, this is Robin R. Robbins, aka the World Cheerleader. Thanks so much for joining me today. Do you feed your mind? Do you realize that whether you deliberately feed your mind, that your mind is always being fed regardless? What we don't realize sometimes is that everything around us influences what we think. And our thinking, of course, influences how we feel. And what we focus on is usually what comes to us. And that is also written in our lovely Bible. It tells us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we are also warned to be cautious about what we put into our minds and what we focus on. So what I've chosen to do over the years is I deliberately choose material that I know is going to feed my mind and feed it from the best sources possible. Some of the things, of course, are the Bible. I love to feed my mind with the Word of God. But that's just only one choice. I choose books and things that train my mind, keep my mind sharp, keep it thinking. I love to interact with people of the same thought process who do the same things, who feed their mind and keep their minds thinking. Some of the things that I choose to do, of course, are puzzles and things with others, and then mind-boggling things where we really have to figure something out. But the thing I like to do most, of course, is read. And I like to read materials that are personal development type things that are going to help me grow, help me be a better person, and help me think along the right lines of thinking to get me where I like to go in my life. And I know years ago when I was younger, people had said these types of things to me. They said, oh, you know, what you read and what you put into your mind is going to have a huge effect on your life and who you become. Well, of course, as a young person, I didn't think they knew anything. And I figured, yeah, whatever. Well, I'm too busy. I got lots of things to do. I got a lot of life to live. I'm going to just go live my life and not worry about what goes into my mind. Well, what I didn't realize was all of that living my life and everything that I was doing and all those things as I was out there having a great time, my mind was being fed. It just wasn't being fed deliberately, and it wasn't being fed the right and proper things because I wasn't choosing those deliberately. So now what I've learned over the years is I will deliberately take the time to find books and reading material, and when I watch television, I will watch programs that are on TBN or Daystar that are biblical-based, things that are going to feed my mind positive and joyous content. I refuse to feed my mind anything other than the things that I want to come out of my mouth or the things that I want to see in my life and the things I'd like to happen. And I would like to encourage you to just, you know, I took a challenge. Somebody challenged me a few years back to try this for 30 days. And I think I had read The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And that's kind of what got me going. And then The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. I know those two really, really had a profound impact on me to where I wanted to challenge myself. I thought, okay, let's try this. Let's try it for 30 days, see what happens. Let's just see. And then it went from 30 days to 90 days. I thought, okay, let's see if I notice much of a change in me. And I certainly did. I noticed that my outlook was better, that the things coming out of my mouth was better. I was much more able to encourage others. I wasn't focusing on past mistakes or things that had happened. It really does make a huge difference to feed your mind the proper things in order to guide your thought process. So today, I'd like to encourage you, go out and find some books, go out and find some speakers. There are things on YouTube for free. There are so many speakers, Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield. There are biblical-based speakers. There's Joel Osteen. There is Joseph Prince. There are so many. Robert Morris, all of them are out there. They're all on YouTube. They put their content out there for free. Andy Stanley, they also put out podcasts, things to feed your mind on a daily basis. So I encourage you, go look for some of that. It'll really make your day, and it'll make your life a whole lot better. Thanks a lot for joining me. Have a great day.